Hello everyone. Today is a very special day because it marks the start of our last quarter of our one-year Bible reading plan. Whether you followed along with the reading plan from the very beginning or you hopped in where you could here and there, either way, I'm so glad and honored to have read the scriptures together as a church like this. And I hope this last quarter will continue to be something we treasure together. We started this reading plan back on January the 30th of this year with the Gospel according to Mark. And to kick off this final quarter, we will be beginning the Gospel according to Matthew. So if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 1, I'll read that for us. This is Matthew chapter 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram, and Ram the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nashon, and Nashon the father of Salmon, and Salmon the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David the king. And David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, and Solomon the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asaph, and Asaph the father of Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah, and Uzziah the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh the father of Amos, and Amos the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel, and Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, and Abiud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Akim, and Akim the father of Eliud, and Eliud the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Matan, and Matan the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation of Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Amen. When I was a kid, I remember reading Matthew chapter 1 and thinking to myself how weird it was. I specifically remember a time when my youth group small group read it out loud together, taking a verse or two per person. And I remember as kids, we all chuckled at the chapter with funny sounding names and how endless the list was. And back then as a kid, I didn't understand the reason why this chapter was written the way it was. Matthew is the beginning of the New Testament, and the very first chapter of the very first book of the New Testament is a long list of names. Why is that? To answer that, we have to go back to the Old Testament. The Old Testament, though there is a huge variety of different kinds of texts by many different authors of different backgrounds, can basically be summarized by one sentence. Humanity needs saving. From the very first man, Adam, who fell away from God and went his own way, to the Israelites, who, after being freed from slavery in Egypt, decided to turn to idol worship, to all the various kings of Israel who failed to uphold God's law. Even the quote-unquote good people in the Old Testament all had evidence of failure to maintain godliness. Abraham, Moses, David, Solomon, every person without exception failed in the sight of God. Humanity needs saving. This brings us now to the beginning of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1. Matthew is writing this gospel with the Jews in mind as his primary audience, the promised Messiah or Savior of the world coming through the line of David. This long list of names in this chapter is proving that Jesus is the one that we've all been waiting for. In verse 1, it says, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." The son of David refers to Jesus being the rightful king of the people of God. And the son of Abraham refers to Jesus being the blessing to all humanity that is promised to Abraham back in Genesis. In other words, this genealogy proves that Jesus Christ is the culmination of the story of humanity. Humanity needs saving. Jesus Christ is the answer. As I was reading through this chapter several times over, it began to hit me. Every name, every generation is proof of God's faithfulness. Even through all the sin from each generation, God crafted the story of humanity to bring about the answer in Jesus Christ. Despite humanity's rebellion against him, God has not taken his eyes off us for a single moment through every generation, through every name listed here in this chapter. Jesus was always in the picture. In verse 23, it says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Basically, Jesus is proof that God is with us. He always was, and he always is. He is the answer to humanity. So today, let's go to God in thanksgiving. Let's thank him for giving us his son, Jesus. Let's thank him for remaining faithful to us since the beginning of mankind. What greater gift is there than God himself through Jesus Christ? Let's pray together. God, we thank you so much for your son, Jesus. You've been faithful through every generation. This genealogy of Christ is documentation of story after story after story of your faithfulness. We give all honor to you, Jesus. Thank you for coming into the world. And I pray that as we continue in the Gospel of Matthew, we would be completely captured by the person of Jesus Christ. So wildly amazed and obsessed with Christ. Lord, we want to live and breathe, talk, do, think in the gratitude for your son. Thank you for Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.